I mean, in my pack shack. But I thought I could scare him way before that. And then pretty soon, he got too close to me. Make noise. He stopped well and keep on trotting fast behind me. I stop. And I don't want to kill him. So I shoot under. He stopped a while and he keep on coming to me. Pretty soon he got too close, then I shot him around here.
Oh, very
To
good
scare him
call.
away. Gun, he ran away. This really scared me that time. Because I never see an animal do that before. But he gets so used to people. They feed him over there at Ethiopia. I just came out and stopped him from doing that. A couple of years ago when I was a pipeline, there's outside people, they're feeding this bear, you know. And somebody got killed by a bear on this side of Fairbanks. Live and good. The first camp from the pipeline from Fairbanks. They must be get too close and making pictures. The one that's got crippled up and go to hospital, the one of them got killed. Too old. Now Dean Warden just started to travel back and forth on the pipeline. And they caught four or five of them. And then they sent them back. No more pipeline for them. They sent them back to their home outside. Outside people.
People who are feeding the bear.
Yeah, so it's to stop that because they get too close. Wolf is same thing.
Well, let me have a look at pictures here. Let's see now. These.
That's Bob McGuire make that picture. It's up a Latin River. And he was spending fall up there before freeze up, I guess. He was fishing or something. Then the caribou is coming across the river, on the Latin River. That's when he took that picture, Bob McGuire. I guess it was Bob McGuire. That's the one.
Bob McGuire.
Yeah. When he used to live. He's Johnson Moon's son-in-law. You people know it.
Yeah. Who are these guys?
I don't know. I don't know that one. That's from, this is my boy, my oldest boy here. When he was around Anchorage or
June 21st, 1978. Talking to Joe Beatus.
Copying pictures.
Copying.
Okay. Captions.
Captions.
Okay. You're gonna go 1, 2, 3 like that when you for each picture. You're gonna say the number before you change pictures, right?
You telling me?
Yeah.
Okay. You telling me 2 off, I'd make them wrong.
Well, I'm gonna keep working over here.
Okay, picture number 1.
This picture is, when was that taken and what?
Oh, I forgot what year, it's not too long ago, about 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm. And that's when you caught a fox?
That's wolf.
You mean wolf?
Yeah.
I know fox. Wolf.
They get big fox around here.
Right. That's a big one, huh? And
photograph number 2.
That's my son, Bobby Beatus, when he traveled on the boat, you know.
Okay. Do you know what year that is?
No. Okay.
Photograph number 3.
That's my daughter, June.
And is this out on the clay cook too?
Looks like it. I didn't know when they took the picture, but looks like it. And
photograph number 4.
That's a couple of years ago.
when I was working a pipeline that's up around Jim River. I was driving cat all day and evening after quitting time. My boss took my picture with that D9 cat right by the blade there. That's the one I drive.
Number five?
Oh, that's about 6 years ago. I caught them two wolf about a mile down on the other side of the river where we had bear party every summer, you know, and there's old bear skin was hanging in there. And them two wolf was around there. So I set a couple of traps there and I caught them by trap. And I went out to camp, and I've been out 14 days, and by that time they froze to death. And I pack them across with snowshoes, a pair of snowshoes, two of them by chain. See that chain there?
Uh-huh. How far did you pack them?
About 1 mile from way over there, right to the pump house.
About how heavy were those?
Pretty heavy.
Number six?
Oh, that's me and my grandchild. We're going up Keokuk River, and about 35 miles up, there was a bear swimming across. And Alfred was driving 50 horse, and we see that bear swimming across. And I asked Alfred, he said, "Want to shoot that bear?" He said, "Yeah." So I told my grandchild to get ready with the gun. So I told him, "Wait till it's land." It just land on the bar and he shot him. He crippled him and then I shot him again and it's right there. Took the guts out.
This is Alfred?
Yeah, no, that's
your
grandchild, Wayne. Alvin.
Oh.
Wayne, yeah. That's my oldest grandchild.
And was that Alfred Atla?
Yeah, Alfred Atla.
Number seven?
That's my wife in about 5 years ago when she was cutting salmon in fish camp. Mm-hmm. As my friend took her picture and he sent it to us.
Mm-hmm. Looks like a lot of fish, huh?
Huh? A lot of fish hanging there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's in here, in this village.
Number eight?
That's my second daughter. That's her kids there when they used to live around Anchorage. And I forgot what year it was. But anyway, about 8 years ago, anyway. Mm-hmm. That's when.
See, it says 67 on it.
Yeah, must be 67. Yeah. It's quite a while ago, about 12 years ago. Huh? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I never thought, time grew fast, you know. I never thought that was that long.
Is that Dorothy?
No, that's Helen.
Helen.
Uh-huh. Alfred Atlas' wife. It must be Alfred taking the picture because she's not there.
Mm-hmm. Number nine.
That's over my trapping cabin, about 40 miles by Winter Trail, my trap line. And I got the cabin there, and my son-in-law, Alfred, and Leo Linus, they were with me in November. We were hunting. Trapping little same time. And this white guy go with us. And he took our picture. Mike Cranky, they call him. He used to live here. He was my friend. He liked to go out camp with me. He went to see my cabin there. So he took that picture.
Remember what year?
I forgot what year. It was about 5-6 years anyway. Anyway.
Number 10.
Oh, that's long ago. I forgot what year it was. It's Fairbanks race. That's Berkman Cochrane when he won the race in Fairbanks. And that's when he, just it was second day, he hauled one dog in. Mm-hmm. We don't see his team, but that's when he go over the finishing line. Somebody make that run Fairbanks and send it to us, our friends.
Number 11.
No, that's George Frank Don Galinas, that's his kitch there. That's with his first wife. I don't know who making picture it. He gave to us, George Frank.
So that's not your kid?
No, that's not my grandchild. Okay. That's different family.
Number 12.
That's, I didn't know who. Oh, that's Berkman Sam there. I mean, Berkman Cochrane. That's one of this one here. Oh. At the same time, he must have hauled this. One of these. Oh, that's the dock there in the basket. Them days, they never race with the 10, 15, 16 dogs. They used to have all the biggest teams around 10 dogs, you know.
Can you tell about what year by the clothes people had?
No, I didn't go to Fairbanks very often them days, and I look like it's under the bridge or someplace. Mm-hmm.
Pretty old picture.
Yeah, that's old picture, around 1940. Old one.
13.
That's Johnny Ullman and his second wife. Johnny Ullman is right here, and my auntie Julia. Mm-hmm. And Billy Berkman and his wife. All these people died long ago.
So from the left, it's Billy Berkman?
Yeah,
and
Ella Cackett.
And her name?
Sheila Berkman.
And
Julia Ullman.
And Johnny Ullman.
Uh-huh. Johnny Ullman.
To the right. Mm-hmm. Number 14.
That's my oldest boy. He got beaver jacket on. There's, yeah, that's a, yeah, that's front of the village there. They're playing football. That's when our carnival is in around April, first of April, first part of April. That's when we had the carnival here, dog race, and people visit us from Ushlia, mostly, and Ellicacket, some from Tanana and Galena, you know.
Are they playing football?
Yeah, they're playing football. See that football there? Yeah.
What kind of football? Is that out of caribou skin?
No, that's
regular.
Regular, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Number 15.
The two middle ones is my daughter and the other ones is Shirley. That's Abraham Ullman's two daughter there, two outside one. That's front of the village there.
So in the middle left, who is
this? That's Helen, my daughter, second daughter. That's the oldest daughter, Alberta.
Oh, Alberta is the third one.
Mm-hmm. It's the first one, yeah. Number 14 was you had the last, I'm sure.
This was 15.
The 15, yeah, right.
Number 16.
That's my second daughter. When Alfred come around from down Hushlia, he's my son-in-law now. That's when, before they get married, is just when they stay together, you know. I forgot what year it was. It's quite a while ago.
So that's Alfred and Helen?
Alfred and Helen, yeah.
Number 17.
That been taken long ago up Ellicacket village. That's a grandma, Maggie. I don't know her last name, but anyway, that her friend was Mrs. Dubin. Used to be trader. They had store, and they used to have the riverboat. Her husband had the riverboat, steamboat, you know. Sam Dubin. A bunch of people used to work for him in the boat, deacon, pilot, engineers. Of course, this steamboat was burning wood. And they got to have steam boiler in there, everything. Everything worked by no engine, no diesel engine them days, and no gas engine. So that's first Sam Dubin used to have to the each to come.
Is this when you were living in
Ellicacket? Yes. Now that's the year that I'm pretty sure that's around 1937. Yeah, 1937 and 38. That's the year that we got married, I guess. That's grandma was living that time, I guess.
18.
That's this. The left one, isn't it? This one is my wife, and that's her friend, Dan Kaikuk.
Yeah. So on the right is Celia, and on the left
that's
is her friend in Kaikuk.
Uh-huh. That's her friend. They used to come up in April, and then they stay in our house. And
this is
that's my cousin, this woman here. Yeah. I had my auntie Madeline Sullivan. Mm-hmm. Used to be Madeline Dayton, used to be. And she's Dayton's daughter, this one.
Oh, what's her name?
Eleanor, I guess. Eleanor is her name.
Madeline Sullivan is your auntie?
Is Madeline Salmon your auntie?
Yeah,
oh.
My auntie.
We're going to talk to her.
Huh?
We're supposed to talk to her.
I see. Don,
yeah.
Yeah, that's my auntie. Mm-hmm. She's my mother's cousin or something like that.
Oh.
Uh-huh. She'll tell you more about it if you talk to her. Yeah.
She's coming up to the potlatch?
I don't know. She might. I don't know.
This in Hughes?
Yeah.
This that's is been your cabin right
no,
here?
No, that's the next cabin from ours. This is ours right here. You just seem to see the shadow.
Oh,
that's child. That's Johnny Oldman's right here, where Deitha all live right now.
Oh.
The latter.
19.
That's me and the driller. We was working up Utopia around last part of September. And the moose season was open, and there's no trees around there. That's above timber line. We work in mining camp, and we seen two moose. I mean, my brother go over there, and then we killed the moose. We started haul them in with the cat. We were working in a camp for wages then. And we sent them home, you know.
Oh, you sent the moose home?
Mm-hmm.
How did you send the moose home?
By plane. We hauled him down to airport, down Utopia, and then that meal plane hauled it over to our family. Yeah.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm.
So
we don't.
What year was that?
Oh, that's, I couldn't tell you, around 57, I guess, around 50 something anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I started work there at 1950, and I'd end up at my 59, 9 seasons I put there. And this is my friend here. I work with him, driller. And I was helping haul water with the cat in this wagon in the drum. You see, we seen the moose. And we hauled it through the thunder there on the mountain.
Must have been pretty happy to be able to work for wages and send meat.
Yeah, that was pretty good. That one year, I didn't kill moose. My wife, she had fish camp across there, you know. She had allotment over there. I'm pretty sure one morning she was going to look at fishnet upriver, and there's moose swimming across. And she had 30-30. She shot the moose. So I was working in the camp up there. I don't have to go hunt moose. She got one. Yeah. So a lot of times, one time, my son, Bobby, he was a boy. And they were fishing down there. They were drifting down with hook, you know, fly hook. And pretty soon they see moose come out. He shot them. That year, I don't have to hunt moose too. I was working for wages at Hawk River then. And his uncle Abraham cut him up for him. They pack him out. It was crazy. My wife said to him, she was working like everything to pack that moose out, you know. Their uncle helped them quite a bit, cut them up. Because these young people, they don't know how to cut them up, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's quite a load. Is this you in the front?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I was driving. I was driving the cat. And the driller is back there riding.
Uh-huh.
And the wagon.
You said there's still a road that goes over to
Utopia, the cat road?
Yeah, the old cat road.
Uh-huh. Is that used at all? Like, do people use that old road?
Well, in the winter time, with snow traveler, yeah. Nobody, no, nothing to go over for in the summertime. Unless the miners used to be over, we used to. And we were going to have a couple of days off. We walk over. And then we fly over and walk up from Utopia. It's 8 miles from Utopia landing. Mm-hmm.
When you used to walk over, was that just to visit, or why did you walk over?
You mean coming Utopia? Over?
Would you walk from here to Utopia or over here?
Coming over. It's the only time we walk. We fly over. Oh, it's so too much uphill, you know.
Oh, so you walk here to come home and visit?
Uh-huh.
And then you fly back?
We'll fly to back to Utopia and walk up to mining camp.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, number 20.
I don't know this picture here. That's not in my family. That must be up Alakakat. I don't know, or Huslia. I don't know whose kids they are there.
21.
That's myself when I was going to Juneau with the bishop, you know, or for a church meeting. I come from this village that they took me down there, and this my friend that I stay with, he took my picture. That's the one there.
Do you know what year this is?
No, I forgot what year it was, but it was 10, 12 years ago anyway.
It says Mendenhall Lake, huh?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Last one. 22.
That's my daughter June, I guess. That I don't even know where it took. It must be around town someplace, or
maybe Anchorage.
Or, it's riding in the back there.
All it says is 1970 October. It's near a shopping center.
Copper Center.
Shopping center, it says.
23. Mm, yeah. Okay. Anchorage and Fairbanks. Huh? Oh. That's my daughter, my oldest daughter, when she was in high school. I don't know where this, that's her picture anyway. I don't know where this picture has been taken. Mm-hmm. Alberta.
24.
That's my grandchild, Alberta's two daughters. I know this one of them, name is Shara, but I always forgot this one's name. She's the oldest, yeah. They'll come up in a couple of days for potlatch.
So Sarah is the one in the sled?
Yeah, it's smaller, yeah. The youngest.
25.
Oh. That's my son-in-law's dog, Alfred. But I use him, you know, for leader. Because he pick up my best dogs for race to run Anchorage and Fairbanks, and he loaned me the slow dogs, you know, and I use them for trapping. Yeah, that's the leader there.
Was he out with your dogs?
Yeah. Dogs? Uh-huh.
Oh.
He pick up all the fast dogs in the village. That's the way people boys do when they're going to go to Anchorage and like Fairbanks.
And this is your sled in the back.
Yeah, this is my basket sled. That's the one I used to use out trapping. That's 14-foot basket. It was good sled. Hickory runners.
26.
Oh. That's Tony Moses up Alakakat. It was his wife. They come down and visit in Hughes. Yeah.
What's his wife say?
Jean. Jean was her name. They don't stay together now. But that's their sled when they just come in with the dog team from Alakakat down here. It's about 6 to 5 miles by Winter Trail, and they come down here for a carnival. They just come in and somebody took their picture. I never remember.
27.
That's my grandchild, that's Alfred Jr. That's Alvin Winch's younger brother. He's here, Helen's boy. That's Junior, Alfred Jr.
And that's 68.
Yeah.
Number 28.
Oh, that was when we was prospecting for gold, you know, me and Johnny James and Abraham Ullman and Henry Bedis. And maybe I took the picture on which one of them here. I forgot this. Some, only three of us there, and this is my dogs here. That's the big dogs that I used to have.
You were prospecting for gold?
Yeah, we were doing it for old James, old man James, that old trader over here. And that's his son that go with us. And they got boiler, burn wood, and we use it without ground and then sink down, I mean, go down in the creeks.
Do you remember about what year?
No, it was around 19, before 50, I guess, around 40 something.
29.
Oh, that was around 19, in the fall of 1939, I guess. That's up Alakakat. That's about a couple of miles above Alakakat village. It was pretty cold, must be around 50 below. And that's my dogs in the front, and that's me and Lee Simon. We're hauling wood. See that load of wood in the basket? And I took his picture, standing on skis there with the 12 dogs. There's one picture like that. He took my picture. I was standing on J pole then.
I think that's in
there. You never find it, I guess.
It might be in there.
Number 30.
Oh, this is my two sister here. That's my sister Martha, and that's her first daughter.
And so on the left is Martha.
Yeah, right, and that's Shirley, that little baby there. And that's she's the youngest, my sister. And this is her first husband here.
So the person in the middle is your youngest sister?
Right.
And her name is?
Maggie.
That's Maggie.
They live down Tanana now.
And her husband's name?
Hudson Stuck, with his name. He died a long time ago. He was younger than me, Hudson Stuck there. He's from here, you know. And my sister got old enough to get married, so they get married together. But
Hudson Stuck, that's the Archdeacon's name,
too. Yeah, Archdeacon.
He was named after him?
Yeah, after Archdeacon Stuck. Of course, he baptized Hudson, you know, and Hudson got no father. So when he started to baptize him, he named after himself, because he got no last name. That's the way my brother-in-law got his last name. Oh. That's in Stuck.
Did he baptize him when he was just a baby?
Yeah, mm-hmm. When he was the baby.
Mm.
31.
Oh, that's my auntie, Big Susie, up Alakakat. That's old Grandma Maggie's daughter. Yeah.
She Who used she married to?
Oh, she didn't have a husband maybe long before I know, but she was single when I seen her, when I was a little boy at Palakakat.
32.
Oh, this is the same time when we were prospecting. That same time, that's my basket sleigh too, small one. And this is the drill, the boiler here. And this is myself, I panning.
You're
sample.
In the middle.
Yeah, I'm in the middle. I was panning, see that gold pan?
Mm-hmm.
Johnny James, that's...
He's on the right.
Uh-huh. And Henry Beatus, right here.
Oh,
Abraham must have taken the picture, because it's four of us.
Henry Beatus on the left. Mm-hmm. 33?
That's in Utopia Creek, when I was working in mining camp. There were these seven and these six, and there's two, three cats. We have to service it, in the morning. And it was right by the garage there. And they've been taking around 1938, I guess.
34?
Oh, that's in 1950. That's first year that I started work, and me and the cat Skinner, I didn't drive the cat then. A couple of years after, I started to drive the cat off and on, And we're hauling lumber, plyboard, from down Utopia to over the mountain to the new mining camp. This is Gold Devil behind the sled. This is D4 cat. That's the one that I drive a couple of years after. We're hauling some plyboard and some oil, and some stuff. That's our sleeping bag, I guess. Mm. It's 8 miles one way and 16 miles round over the hill.
How long did that trip take you?
Oh, one day sometimes. And we get stuck, we lose a lot of times, There's no winch. When we had a winch, we can get away and then pull the sled up, then keep going that way. Especially with the load,
35?
Oh, that's been around 1940. That's up about 8 miles upriver. We were out beaver trapping out camp, Me and Lee Simon. Standing there, and Abraham took our picture right on the sled trail, dog team trail. That's upriver, about 8 miles. That's me and Lee Simon standing there.
Okay, which side are you? Are you in the white?
Using drill parkie there, and he got fur parkie on. That's Lee,
okay.
Yeah.
So you're on the right.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
36?
Oh, that's and over there before, just around 51. My cabin over there before, just around 51, I guess. I moved my family over by plane, by Norseman. Ween used to fly then. And in front of this place was lake. That's where the plane landed. And we were getting ready to come over last part of March when the beaver season is closed. And they all dress up. They want to go home to Hughes now after about 2 months out. This is my cash here. This is my wood for next year. Mm-hmm. And this is the cabin before I put tin over it. Mm-hmm. It was new then. I built it in 1950. And then in 51, the plane had load both ways. I hung the lumber over the floor and the sheet iron over, and the family coming back and beaver meat, oh. Charter plane. So I just come over with dog team. No snow good them days. That's around 1951, I guess. Lots of beaver them days.
And these are your kids right here?
Yeah, that's my kids there. They were listening for plane. They want to go to Hughes where the store is, where there's lots of candy and stuff like that. Yeah.
And other kids too, they want to play with other kids.
Yeah.
37.
Oh, that's around 1938. That's first boat that we used to have up Alakakat village. And they're making fence after somebody's grave, you know. And we started to haul it up to graveyard. This is a bunch of boys, Alakakat boys. And this was our boat. I bought this from Wilfred Evans. First boat. I don't know how to make boat them days.
Oh,
so I have to buy them. Still right now, I buy a boat. I build a boat, but last year I bought a boat for $900 down Galena. That new boat we got down there.
Which one is that?
You can see it down there. It's a marine ply boat.
It's right in front of your house?
It's down on the river.
What color is it?
It's a green color.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Who made it?
Robert Atla, Sydney Harrington. He making boat down there. Him and Jimmy Harrington make boats for me too before I bought it from them, because they... Other marine ply boat is last longer than Alaska spruce, you know. And last year, I bought another boat from it. And we used that other one for about 15 years. And still nothing wrong with it. Can repair it. I just got it on top of the drum there behind the house. I rebuilt it.
Made out of boards, though.
Hmm?
Made out of boards?
Make out of marine ply board.
That one behind your house?
Yeah. Harrington, Jimmy Harrington and Sidney Harrington, they built that. Yeah. In 61, they built it for me while I was working at Manly Hot Spring. And they sent me the bill and I paid for the boat.
They're famous boat builders, those guys.
Huh?
Those guys are famous boat builders.
Yeah, they're pretty good boat builders. They can make rice boat for that Yukon 800 too. They're good carpenters.
Yeah.
They're good all-arounders. Sidney Harrington, you hear about them, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
They're my friends. And they built a boat for me. The first one, they sell it cheap to me. Yeah.
You used to build your own boat?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Out of spruce, though. And old James used to have sawmill by boat lumber, you know, long. 27 foot. I'll show you one that I built. My second daughter, Helen, the year when she got married, they got no boat. Alfred didn't build a boat them days. So I built one for him. He built his own now, and last year he bought a boat from a couple of years ago from down Galena too. He got 75 horse on it.
75.
Mm-hmm.
38.
Oh, that was, let's see now, in store, the old store, ran 50-something, around 57, I guess, that's when it was lots of beaver. We're helping the fur buyer, me and Abraham, were counting the fur buyer, fur, you know, beaver skin. That was in the store. Mrs. James.
Were a lot of this beaver yours?
Yeah, some of it, you know. Mostly everybody. They used to buy 400-500 beaver in the store here then.
Who is that in the corner?
That's me. That's me in the corner there. I was counting them beaver and somebody, the old James must have taken the picture of Mrs. James, somebody in storehouse. Where a bundled them beaver up for the fur buyer. Put them in a kind of shack and wrap it and tie it down. Count it.
39?
Oh, that was in 1940. I built this old house. 1940, that's a couple of years after we got married, you know. And I put up this pole. And, you know, I put the tie this lock up. And we put dirt on top of the roof with the wash top on there. And I got rope under and just balance it. Easy work. All we have to do is shovel in. And one guy took the rope from the one guy up on top of the roof and then dump it over on top of the roof, any place where he wanted. And then pull this rope from here, get him down there and fill him up with dirt. Just like drag line work. Yeah.
How did you brace your big pole, your vertical pole there? How did you brace that so it didn't fall over?
This one?
Yeah.
This, I brace it in the bottom here. And nail it, you know, some way to this building so it stands straight. And then we tie a rope around it and put this lock just so it balanced with the load one side. One guy can pull it and swing around, get him on top the roof and dump the wash top. Have a rope on this end, one guy pull it down to get him down there and pull him up.
Is that you?
Yeah, that's me.
It's
right
you
there.
On top.
That's me on top.
Who's with you?
I didn't remember it. It must be Henry when he was small. Henry Beatus.
You and Henry are buddies, huh?
Yeah, he's my old folks raised him. That's why he got his last name. He was adopted. He was my sister's boy. But his mother died. My sister died while he was, maybe 2-3 years old. So my mother and my dad took him. And then they were kind of old, and I helped him raise. So he's just like my boy. Yeah.
40.
Oh, that's Henry again. That was around 40. That's 39 or 40. 39, I guess. That's down about 15 miles. We had spring camp. And my wife is stretching muskrat. And this is our tent. My mother and my dad had tent over here. And Henry, this is Henry before we got kids, you know. Around 39, I guess. She's stretching muskrat there.
41.
Oh. That was in the 17th of March in 1940, right here. George Atla make potlatch out of, after his old man Atla. And there's some people here. There's little Sammy, you know, that guy that talked with you yesterday. It's Mary John, Johnny old man, Chief Henry, my old man, Art Ambrose, Tony Sam, Stephen Atla, and Arthur Isaac. Stephen Atla was a young boy then. You talk with him down, usually, Stephen Atla. That's when his dad making potlatch after his grandpa, old man Atla. That's wolf skin there.
So that's Stephen Atla holding the wolf skin?
Yeah, wolf skin.
And those names were from left to right. And who is this in front?
Tony Sam.
Tony Sam.
Yeah, that's that little Samish boy.
41.
That's tug of war during the carnival. You know, they got marked and then they pull each other with big rope, you know. They got tug of war. Men against women, I guess, or something like that. The single boys against the married, or something like that, you know. That's the way they do.
Who usually wins?
Oh, the married people, the heavier people, you know.
Do you know what year?
No, it was not too long ago. But because this is my old man's house, used to be. It was here yet. That's where the Henry got house right now, right there. So it's not too long ago. This is the old store before they make that iron warehouse. That's two casts right there.
Oh, right next to each other.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah.
One behind the other.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that might be 20 years ago?
More than that, I guess.
30 maybe?
Yeah, about somewhere around there.
So maybe 30 years ago. Okay. Number 42.
Oh. That's in 1940. This is Abraham Ullman playing violin. That's his older brother.
With the guitar?
With the mandolin.
Oh, mandolin.
Yeah, that's my mandolin. I used to play mandolin too. Oh. That's the Edward Berkman. He come visit from Ellicacket. Mm-hmm. That's his first wife.
What's her name?
Charlotte. Edwin Simon's younger sister. Lee Simon. You know Lee Simon up there. That's their... She died quite a while ago, and Edward had the second wife after that, too. That one is living, and Edward died about 5 years ago, and Abraham died last year. That's his younger
is
brother.
Is his wife now Elizabeth Bergman?
Yeah, right,
yeah.
Right, yeah, right.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's two brothers there, but Abraham was adopted to Ullman.
Oh.
That's Johnny Ullman. Mm-hmm.
Heard about
him. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
42.
That's in 1942. That's the women's stock race. And that's the people that win this, that old man George Atlas' daughter, Stephen Atlas' younger sister.
The one on the left.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's the one win the first prize.
What's her name?
Minnie was her first name.
Mm-hmm.
She was married after this to George Frank. That's where that picture, that baby's picture come from. That first one you showed to me, somewhere under. That's her kids. She died.
Mm-hmm.
That's Stephen Atlas' younger sister, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And this is my wife here in 1940. She come in second place with our dogs. About 4 miles upriver back, yeah. And this is Emily Sam, Tony Sam's wife.
Mm-hmm.
Before she get married, she come in third. And all the rich people, that's the way they come.
Oh, so they're right in order.
Yeah.
First place.
Mm-hmm.
On the...
My sister Maggie, she come in fourth place. And then some of these people I didn't remember. Well, I remember all of them, but... Some of them lived down Galena and up Ellicacket and down Hooslea.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them live yet. Just this woman, that's Sophie Beatus' mom, this one here.
Number six,
yeah. That's where she come in. That's the position where she come in, I guess.
Oh, so that's Koykuk.
Yeah, you know, Grattan Koykuk's wife, yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's Caroline Berkman's mom.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
And then this one?
That's Chief Henry. You know Bessie Henry? That's her daughter. She's married to George Frank, second wife. They live down Galena.
Uh-huh.
They might be up for potlatch.
What's her name?
Elda.
Uh-huh. And then this one?
That's my sister, Martha.
Uh-huh. And?
Effie William from Ellicacket. William's wife.
Uh-huh.
And
last place.
That's Polly Nett. She's from from Malakakatu, yeah.
So Martha, that's Martha Oldman?
Yes, right. Oh.
43. Number
43? That's me. That's above Alakakat, the Alakakat village down here, see?
Oh, to the
it was,
left.
Yeah, uh-huh. It was pretty cold. And that's the same time that you took Lee's picture, I mean, that Lee Simons, that same time, he took my picture. That's me standing on skis there. We stopped, the dogs. We had 12, and we all looked cold, but 50 below. See all that fog down there? Mm-hmm. That's the bluff on Alakakat on the other side. The village is blue there. And that's front of Alakakat.